Aviation Gateway Park is what we are doing today on the fly here at AirAventure 2019. You can see us on the web now. They can see us.
They can see us?
They can see us.
Did I dress okay?
Yeah, your makeup looks good.
Thanks.
We have video with us, earadio.net. Click on the video streaming link, and here we are.
Boom. Here we are. Beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
It's not raining. For those of you that were at our Night Air show last night, I'm sure you had an amazing time. We've got another one on Saturday night.
That's awesome. That's just awesome. We've got some cool stuff going on, and it's always intriguing. We come over here Thursday every year to see, because it's always something new every year over here at Gateway Park. And that's kind of your baby. Tell us a little bit about getting these applicants and how that process works.
Yeah, so Aviation Gateway Park was started about 4 years ago here at AirVenture with our hopes of really bringing the future of aviation to you today. And in the Innovation Showcase, we decided last year to offer space for free to startups. We felt it was a great way to accelerate their presence and to bring companies here that might not necessarily be able to afford exhibit space along with everything else. And we got in about 75 applications, 80 applications for just a couple of dozen spaces. And we looked at, cool factor, business potential, market potential, business model, all sorts of things to sort of vet them through. And our Innovation Committee looked at it, and we ended up with some fantastic world-class companies that are established or just getting established, and Dark Arrow is up from Madison, and we found them to be a perfect fit for what's going on here at AirVenture.
And this is Riley Carl joining us. Riley, tell us a little bit about yourself, and I guess this is kind of a family business, right?
Correct, yeah. So company was started between me and my two brothers, Keegan and River. And we've been working on it full-time for about 2 years now and working on developing a high-performance, high-speed, long-range two-seater kit aircraft.
Are you all pilots?
So I'm a pilot, Keegan soloed, and River's working on his rating.
Okay, and what about the maintenance side? Like, are you all AMP mechanics, or did you study something along those
lines? So we all went to school for engineering, but okay. All different types. So I'm aero, Keegan's mechanical, and River's computer electrical, so we all have a little bit different area of coverage on the project.
This is a cool family story.
It's a very bright family. Yeah.
that's really cool. Well, let's talk about Dark Arrow.
Yeah, how did you guys get started?
We've been coming to Oshkosh for a number of years and looking at kit designs. I built a Cozy before starting Dark Arrow, and so looking at what we wanted in an airplane, kind of our ideal dream aircraft, and it wasn't really on the market, so the only way to get it is then to create it yourself.
Well, Cozy is a canard, right? So did you, which offers some benefits when it comes to stall protection and things like that, is that kind of, are you looking for something that is going to be on a super safe end of the spectrum that anyone can learn to fly and build? Is that the idea?
So the main goal with Dark Arrow has just been high performance, but we have been looking at a number of safety features. So one of the things, like with the engine we selected, trying to reduce pilot workload. So we have a modern engine, UL Power makes it. So it's all electronic ignition, electronic fuel injection, FADEC control. So it's lower pilot workload and reduced risk of, say, carb icing. And then on top of that, we're looking at integrating a ballistic parachute with our kit.
Tell us a little about the specs, because I know that they're pretty significant.
Yeah, maximum cruise speed we're targeting 275 miles an hour and 1,700 mile range at that speed.
Wow. So that's what kind of a design is this? Like, what does this airplane look like?
It's a conventional configuration. So, you know, tractor, engine, main wing, and then tail and back. Side-by-side seating. And, just made for high speed.
What are you anticipating? It's going to be a kit, so I know there's a lot of work going on right now on the 51% rule. Jack Belton spoke about it the other night at one of the dinners, that EAA is really focused on improving the options for builder assist when it comes to the 51% rule. I'm sure you guys are totally tuned in on that, I assume.
Yeah, the 51% rule is a big question we get. People look at the kit and they say, so what level of completeness is it when I receive it? And we're doing a lot of effort to try to make building a composite airplane easier. So we've tried to take a lot of the work out of all the filling and sanding work that you traditionally have with a composite kit aircraft. So we put a lot of effort into making really high precision, high quality tooling that produces really nice parts that are basically ready directly for paint. So taking a lot of that effort that builders traditionally have to do on a composite airplane and just making it easier, getting to flying a lot faster.
So the next question is obviously a build time question. So what do you estimate an average person who's not necessarily mechanically inclined, not an AMP mechanic, maybe Dave or I.
average guys.
Go in the garage and we're going to put this Erector set together, which really isn't true because it's composite, but how much time do you think it would take?
We're targeting 1,000 to 1,500 man hours to build it, similar to other quick build kits on the market. So you're going to be bolting together or bonding together sub-assemblies that we've already made at the factory, and then obviously doing your systems work, engine install, avionics, landing gear, that kind of thing.
So bonding together, that sounds very interesting to me. So you're going to have a technology where in somebody's garage or hangar, they can actually bond the material together?
Yeah, we just use a standard epoxy-based assembly adhesive, and it's just dispensed with a glue gun, essentially, so making it really easy. So you're not having to worry about ratioing epoxies and doing all that work. So just bonding together with a glue gun.
Sounding better all the time, especially not having to pull 10,000 rivets.
It does. A lot. Yeah, no clecoing.
And all that stuff. So how does one start? When do you think the product's going to go to market? Let's ask that first.
So we are exhibiting our production prototype here in the Innovation Showcase, which is all built off production tooling, trying to get it flying this year. The big thing for us has been getting all that tooling built, and we're done with that now. So we're moving into all the last task, which is installing all the systems in the airframe, trying to get it flying this year. And then after that, everyone's asking, when are you going to have kits? So that follows shortly after, since we already have all the production molds built. The last thing is just the flight validation, so we can have kits as soon as we get it flight tested.
Have you set a price range for this yet?
Yeah, so we're doing a show special, $75,000 for the kit, and it's just a simple deposit to reserve your production slot in line and then lock in the show price.
Does that also include the UL engine as well?
The UL engine is separate, so it's kind of a standard kit where you buy engine, avionics, prop, separate, looking at a flying cost of around $140,000 to $160,000.
Pretty competitive, pretty standard, I think, from what I've heard on other
well,
kits.
Well, it's going to be it's competitive with what? I don't know, because there's nothing out there in the kit market other than maybe a Lance Air Legacy that goes that kind of speed. Some of the Glass Air products, maybe. But, I mean, we're talking about a significant amount of speed and range, which you don't have with most of the kit manufacturers. So that's significant. So I take it. I've just got to ask, what led you guys to do this? What was your motivation?
We've been talking about starting a company together between the three of us for a long time with the whole engineering family thing. We realized that we could really do something great together. And then obviously been interested in aviation for a long time, building airplanes, and so it was kind of a natural fit for us.
Who are some of your influences? And obviously there are some pretty significant builders here, including Burt Rutan, who's here this week as well. But who else have you been paying attention to that might have led you in certain directions?
In aviation, obviously Burt Rutan's a big name. Of course, the story of the Klapmeyer brothers with Cirrus is a natural parallel. We've looked up to those guys a lot and read about them as well.
Also state legends as well. Got their start in Baraboo and moved up to out of state now, but certainly they've spent many decades here at AirVenture.
Yeah. Did your father have anything to do with any of this?
My father and my parents both has been really supportive of us on this whole thing. And then big aviation influences for us was our grandfather, who worked at Boeing. He was an aero engineer on the B-29, actually, in World War II.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
definitely instilled that aviation interest in us.
Some aeronautics in your blood. That's great.
Go ahead and plug your school. Where did you study?
Yeah, we all three study at University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Go Red. go Bucky.
Oh, that's cool. I like this story. This is really neat.
And you guys were also part of the Wisconsin Governor's Business Plan contest, weren't you?
Yeah, that's correct. We did that in the spring, and then the kind of culmination of that was the main pitch event in June. So we made it to the final round of 13. And we pitched and ended up winning a little bit of prototyping services and some money that came out of it.
Where's your funding coming from right now? Certainly the things you've been doing, the prototyping is not an inexpensive task. So where are you getting some of your funding currently?
We're all self-funded, actually.
Oh,
so
excellent.
The three of us worked in industry for a number of years, saved up money, and put it all into this.
Bootstrapping. Very effective. What are you getting out of AirVenture? Why is it so important for you?
The big thing for us is just getting in front of the aviation community, letting people know we exist, letting people know that we have a new kit coming out, and letting people follow our progress, I guess, as we get closer to actually flying the prototype.
And the Innovation Showcase has been pretty successful for you guys?
Yeah, it's been great. We've got a lot of traffic. Fourth day of the show now. been talking to people nonstop the last 4 days, so that's been really great.
See, and I didn't even tell him to say that.
I don't think you needed to.
Well, yeah, Dark Arrow is the perfect example of what we're looking to introduce to the community. It's the right DNA. It's the right product. The right discussion for a lot of people that are coming here. And so that's the exact kind of fit that the Innovation Showcase is perfect for. And we couldn't be more thrilled to help companies like this, provide them with the atmosphere and with the opportunity to get their word out to.
Yeah, there's no other place like this, obviously, for what they're doing. It's amazing. I'm inspired by your story. And the fact that that your brothers like stuck together and made this happen. That's a great, not only a family story, but an aviation story, an innovation story. It's great.
So, you know, no family squabbles. You haven't been forced to kick one of the brothers out yet. I mean, all good.
No, it's all good energy. I mean, of course, there's always debates between us over, you know, design and what path we're going to take. But I think that the fact that we're a family really helps, you know, keep us together and all that in that endeavor.
Thank you, Riley. Yeah. Thanks for joining us today. And we're wishing you the best of luck with your project.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Definitely.
JMOT G, Dave Chamson, and I are on the fly over here at Aviation Gateway Park. We're talking about innovation stuff, and we'll take a break. We'll come back, talk more about innovation stuff in just a moment. You're listening to EAA Radio.